Nedarim, Maseches Nedarim, Monday night.
So we're learning the Ran that explains the Gemara's Teretz. The Gemara has the following scenario. One person was Mayfair. The other person was Makim. The Makim was then Shoel on his Hakoma, because there's a din you could be Shoel on your Hakoma. So you might think, the Gemara says, Mahu de Tema, and that's on Zayin and Aleph, around the middle of the Amud, Mahu de Tema, my de Uke Ha'akre, whatever he established, in this case the Kiyum, Ha'akre, he took it away. So the Ran says, so all that has to happen now is he has to be Mayfair. You have a foreign number one, number two was Makim, he was then Shail in the Hakama, and then he's Mayfair. What's the problem? Kamash Malon, says the Gemara, the Mefir in Shnehem Bavas Achas. Now the Ran says Klomar, because we know Bavas Achas does not mean Bavas Achas. We know they don't have to be Mefir Bavas Achas. According to virtually all the Rishonim, except for a Rambam Shita, they don't even have to be made for the same day, much less Bavasachas. So what does it mean Bavasachas? So the Rambam the Ram says that the has Bavasachas means, he's defining Bavasachas. Bavasachas means there has to be, they have to combine. They have to be able to combine. And therefore we say, Shelo Yafzik Beinechad Lachadeiro, that there should never exist something which blocks the second guy from making hafara. Because once there's something blocking the second guy, and the Ran explains, kagain hakoma dahai, like the hakoma of this second fellow, the chivin that he shaito lav bar hafara hu, since at that point in time that he was making, the Ran chooses his words very carefully, he's lav bar hafara. He's out of the parish of Afara. Afil, the second one, who was Makim. So he loved by Afara. So then, what? Well, that's his point. So Afilu hachafara de kamaisa, even the hafara of fellow number one, the idoch, that's fellow number one, botlo lo, that's the ranchita, it's botel. It's Botel. In other words, there's no more Bavasachas. You've lost the Bavasachas. There's been a block between them, something that blocks their combining. So I said yesterday, I compared it to sperm and an egg. That's a good comparison. You might not like the comparison. It's the best comparison I can think of. That it's only significance is if it's going to combine with something else. It has no significance on its own. The Ran's saying a very big chiddush. We'll see in a moment, Mitzvah Hashem, in a few minutes, that the Rambam doesn't hold like this. This is the Ran's chiddush, that Hafora number one is bought there, because its whole significance is that it is going to combine with Hafora number two. So once there's a blockage, you were Moir yesterday, that why don't you say it's not really a blockage if you could be shoyel on Hekim? So I said, and the Chanami, it's a good point. The Ran doesn't hold like that. The Ran holds that the shayla on Hekim would be a hischachus, something new that occurs. But as long as you're not shoyel, it's a wall, it's a block. And therefore, the first hakfara, it's called a half life. It dissipates, it goes away. It has nothing what to hook up with. So it also dissipates. So now you just can't have. So when the Gemara says Atchu Mefirin Shneim Bavasachas, according to the Ran, it means that at all times they have to be Chazi Litzterufe. They have to be worthy, ready. They have to be Ra'ui fit. They have to be fit to be Mitztaref. If they're not fit to be Mitztaref, then they dissipate. They evaporate. It goes away.
So the first person who was Mayfair, and the second person was Kayim, and then he questioned it. Can the first person then Because he's got to renew the measure. Can he also be kayim? Can he change his mind?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. He can now do whatever. Right. His hafara was batel, and now he chooses what he wants to do. That's the chiddush.
So this could actually go on forever, back and
forth. If he keeps on being shut, well, it can't go on. Theoretically, yes, but. So the focus and the point, according to the Ran, is that you can't, fellow number two can't just be Mayfair after he's Shail and his Akoma. Fellow number one has to be Mayfair again because his Hafara was bought out. And again, what you see in the Ran, it's not even spoken out, but you see a very important blunders that Hafara is not, Hafara is a Chalois. We said that you sold. Just from the very fact that the Gemara entertained the idea that you could be shoyel on hafara, so you said, you know, if all hafara is it shoots down the ned there, and there's nothing there afterwards, no chalois, so there's nothing what to be shoyel on. And here, what do you mean? It's botel. There's nothing. So it's a chalois. The chalois is botel. The chalois hafara. There's no such thing as a half hafara. It's like a half life. Half-life means it dissipates, it disappears, it doesn't exist. So, umiyu b'chihi yaitzagi, says the Ran. But that's all that happens, is that the first fella has to be mefer again. Shelo tomar, don't think, and we'll discuss why you might think so, that you only have one chance. You have one bullet in your gun, and you shoot the bullet, you have no bullet left, finished. You are mefer. That hafara dissipated, because it was at one point in time it was lo chazi le'itzterufei. So who says you get another bullet? So the answer is no such din. Shelo tomar, don't think, don't say ain hafara acher hafara. That once you were mefer, you can't be mefer again. And if your hafara was batel, so you only get one chance of being mefer. It's not true. It's not true. We'll see what the Rambam holds. And we'll discuss it. The chidin the hafara kamo ivtala. It was brought out tulo motzi mefir. That's what you might think. The less so, that's not true. Why might you think so? So we'll see. We'll see the Rambam sheet. The chen das Rambam zal abo medivya Rambam zal nireh dechol shechola hakomo bein hafara dechad la hafara deidoch. That in the Gemara scenario, Shum Einan Yechayla Mohafer. They can't be Mefer at all. It's over. This nether can never be Mufer again.
Well, you give us really no clues as to why either way.
We're going
to
see why. We're going to examine the Rambam.
But the Rambam does not give us any clues.
Well, he certainly implies that the Rambam holds what he just said is not true. That Ein Hafara Acha Hafara. That's what he implies. Abo Medivri Rambam Nere. That you can't.
Position. Doesn't give us any clues.
Doesn't say.
Nothing to.
Yeah, you'll see. It's not even so clear in the Rambam what the Ran says. The Ran's din. I don't know if it's machlokes.
Yeah,
we'll see. We'll see the Rambam. We'll see. Umiyu bevasachas lav davka, but certainly bevasachas in the Gemara is lav davka. Tafilu meifir zeh shachris v'chaver arvis sagi. That's enough. Kolshla hipsik meintayim. Dover Shumake Vafora. The main thing we're concerned about, the Bavasachas we're looking for, is that they're Chazi Litzterufe, they can combine.
Remember, and then, Rav said earlier at the beginning of this year, the first thing Rav said at the beginning of this year was Basakas clearly does not mean literally together.
Yeah, I got it from the Ran.
Right. So now Ran's repeating himself.
No, he's not. I said it then. I spoke out the Ran because I wanted. We learned.
Because Ran said already, he said,
no,
there's only if something said. He said before, if something was not ma'akev, he said, Shema Yafsik, Shema Akev, Kevin Rav.
Yeah, that's what he said, what it means. Now he's speaking out, but and don't think it means the literal translation. That's very legitimate for the Ran to do. First he tells you what it means, and then after he explains what it means, and he explains the reasoning and the rationale, he says, but don't think it means literally. That's not repetition, that's very legitimate. Umibu Basachas Lav Dafka. Now the Ran gets cute. So you just have to smile and we'll learn the Ran. He gets cute. So the Gemara has a very nice teretz. So now the Gemara asks the question, why do you have to repeat the din in the sefer? Right? Why does the din have to be repeated? So the Gemara answers to the Gemara, it comes to tell you this case. But the Ran's bothered by a different question. The Ran's bothered now by the Lashon HaMishnah, which wasn't dealt with. The Lashon HaMishnah is a very unusual Lashon. I don't know if anywhere in Shas you find such a Lashon in the Mishnah. It says, it goes without saying. Okay, very good. It goes without saying, Shekiyim Echad Mehem. So the Ran asks, the Gemara gave such a nice teretz, so why does the Mishnah says it goes without saying? Since the Tana is coming to teach me this din, my ein tzarich loma diktoni. Why does the Mishnah say that it goes without saying if one was mekayim? Demereisha mashmahochi, and the Mishnah means to imply that we could figure it out from the reisha, because the Mishnah says it goes without saying. Adarabba tzrichos. And now the Gemara gave two good terets. And now we want to know why the Mishnah says ain't tzarich lomar. So you're sort of in a can't win conundrum here, because the Mishnah said it goes without saying that if one was mekayim. So you say, so why do you have to say it? So if you give two good teretz, you say, why does the Mishnah say you don't have to say it? And if you don't say a good teretz, you want to know why the Mishnah had to say it. So you're sort of stuck in a it's called a conundrum. But the Ran comes up with a solution. Very beautiful solution, very logical solution. The Yeshli Lomar, says the Ran, the Tana Hochik Tani, this is what the Tana means to say. The Kivan the Hafora the Chad below Chavre, Lav Klum Hu, since one without the other is nothing, that's reflected in the Mishnah's second din, speaking out that Hefer Ov below Hefer Abal below Hefer Ov ain't no Klum. So the Mishnah already told me that one without the other is Eino Klum. Ein Tzarich Lomar, so it doesn't have, you don't have to tell me, the Mishnah is saying, our case, the Vishikiyim Acher Hafara Kamaiso Lav Midihi, that if one was Mekayim after the other one's Hafara, it's nothing. The Somich Tana, the Tana relied on your intelligence, the Lishtama Mimil say that you would figure out the Tuva of Chazil and Trufe. The Tana's din is that one Hafara without the other is nothing, no good. And then he says, so certainly if one was Mekayim, it's no good. Now the Tana says, I'm talking to intelligent people, right? That's the premise of the Tana. So he says, they're going to wonder why I had to say this second din. So they're going to figure out that I just told them that one hafara without the other is nothing. By my repeating myself, they're going to figure out that I'm coming to tell them something, like I'm pushing the envelope. They're going to figure out, you know how nothing it is. It's so nothing that in this scenario, when one was Mefer and one was Mekayim, according to the Ran, what's the chiddush of that din? That the first one dissipates. The first one disappears. The first hafara is gone. Why? That's how nothing it is without the second hafara, that it dissipates. So that's what you would figure out, and that's the Gemara's teretz. But that's not what the case of the Mishnah is. That's what I told you the other day. The ichazi lomalei lemisnei ain't tzorich loymar. Hainu kapircha de Gemara. In other words, the Gemara is not saying that the Mishnah's case is the case of the Gemara, where one was Mefer, one was Mekayim, and then he was Shoyal on his Akoma, and the din is that the guy that was Mefer first has to be Mefer again, right? That's the Chiddush. That's not what the Mishnah's scenario is when it says Vein Tzarich Leimar. If that would be the Mishnah's scenario, then it would be a very legitimate question to ask. So it's after your teretz, it's not Ein Tzarich Lomar anymore. You've just shot yourself in the foot. It's not Ein Tzarich Lomar anymore. The answer is the Mishnah Taka only means the case history of one was Mekayim and one was Mefer. One was Mefer, one was Mekayim. And the Mishnah means seriously Ein Tzarich Lomar. You are now going to ask yourself, why did the Mishnah say it? So you're going to answer, because what does the Mishnah want to put forth? The ones who put forth that one of their one hafara is nothing. One hafara doesn't work. Hey for oble, for abal, hey for abal, hey for all, they no move for. So why does it give me another case, which is essentially a repetition? It must be that I would be able to extend the principle of the Mishnah to a mechudishtika case. What's the principle of the Mishnah? That one hafara without the other is no good. What's called extending it to a mechudishtika case? Oh, this case, where one was mefer and one was mekayim, and then he was shoyel in his hakama. So you would think that the second guy has to be mefer, but the first guy doesn't have to be mefer again. Kamash malon, no, it dissipated. That's how nothing it is without the other one's hafara. So therefore we say if it's blocked, if it's lo chazi, it's terufe, so the taka dissipates. So the chiddush of the din, well, it's not what the Mishnah is talking about, but it's the Tana's way of teaching you the most mechudish dikka manifestation of its halacha. Its halacha is that one hafara is no good. The most mechudish dikka manifestation of that halacha is this case. One was mefer, one was mekayim, he was shoyel in his akama. Guess what? The first guy has to be mefer again because his hafara was bato.
Is that only valid if one had a hafara? What if they were both kayim? Can they both ask the shayla on their kayim in that case?
Yeah.
So the
lashon, by the way, just the lashon isn't ask a shayla. Although in Hebrew it's nishalim. The lashon is they were matir. They in the Gemara lashon you say shayel, but in normal talking you say a person's matir neder. He goes to a chacham to be matir his neder. Here he goes to a chacham to be matir his hekel. Just
okay.
Yeah.
So in that case, if they were both kayam.
Yeah.
Okay. They can both.
They can both be matir the hekel.
Okay. So it doesn't just have to be.
Yeah. But I would say if only one. Let's go through the scenario. If only one was shoel, and then he was mefir.
It still wouldn't hook up.
And then the other one was Shoyel and was Mayfair, it wouldn't hook up. The guy that was Mayfair while the second Hekim was Kayo would have to be Mayfair again. Because his Hefer, his Hafara dissipated.
What does it mean, the E Chazi, Lamia, the Mishnah? I'm sorry, what's that?
The E.
Kavana there? It's a Sumo Chazi.
Yeah, the E Chazi. Because of that case, the case of the Gemara.
Was
good, and then all the Mishnah would be teaching me is that one hafara and one hakama is no good. If all he has to do is be shoyel on his hekem and be mefir, that means all the Mishnah stating is what it says on the surface, that if one guy's mekem and one guy's mefir, it's no good. That's all it's saying, but that's absurd. Why would he have to say that to me? I know it already.
Why
don't you say so that is the case of the Mishnah? If it is the case of the Mishnah, then you have a kasha, why is it ain't so then the Tana of the Mishnah was lying.
Yeah, but the Ran explained previously.
When if the case is that, then the Tana had no right to say the ain't Sorach Lomar.
No, but the
it certainly is Sorach Lomar.
The Ran explained previously.
Yeah.
There is such a thing as Zu, the ain't Sorach Lomar Zu. The example he gives is the Kav HaChomer, the Ran previously, right? He says there is such a thing, there is such an animal, it's, but it can't be exactly the same thing, so that was the Kasha. But this Kav HaChomer, it's an extension, it's legitimate. So, I'm just pointing, you know, what, is there an Afghani? I don't know if there's an Afghani, but why can't you say that is the case of the Mishnah?
If the case of the Mishnah is what the Gemara says, which is an entirely new halakha, that we didn't know before.
It's not entirely, it's an extension. Remember,
it's an extension, but it's a chiddush.
You know, it's not a, you know, any smart Jew knows it.
No. Nobody
the
said that.
Said.
Any smart Jew knows it because of the repetition of the Tana. Or else, why does the Tana have to
but
repeat himself?
You can say the same thing in the Russian, like the Ein Sof of the Mishnah itself. He had goof for that case because obviously it can't be
if
the
same Mishnah,
exact thing. It has
if
to be
the Mishnah meant that case, then it wouldn't have said ain't Tzorach Lomar, because it is Tzorach Lomar.
But they say that's what the Ran mean previously, that there is such a thing in the Mishnah, it's ain't Tzorach Lomar. According to the Rav,
that's a totally,
there never be such a thing.
Why not?
Because it's ain't Tzorach Lomar, you don't have to say it.
It never says ain't Tzorach Lomar.
There are mishnas that say answer the Ron. And the Ron gave an example. Kaba Chomer. It's not the exact same thing.
I don't know what you... Show me a Mishnah in Shas that says
I think I'm an Arab in Kedushin, I believe.
Good, so there you can.
Ron himself said it. Ron himself said it about
the blood. No. Zuva ain't Tzorach Loma Zu. The Mishnah doesn't say those words. That's a stylistic form of the Mishnah.
Ron said that's legitimate.
Yes, the style. It doesn't say the words ain't Tzorach Lomar.
It certainly does. There's a Mishnah that says it.
So you found the Mishnah. So we'll ask the Kashmir there also. Why'd you have to say it? That's not what the Ron's referring to. You're making a mistake. Listen to me.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. When the Ron says that there's a stylistic form of a Tana of the Mishnah called Zuva Ein Tzorach Lomar Zu, he does not mean that the Tana will say the words Ein Tzorach Lomar. He doesn't mean that.
Why not? If
he doesn't. He doesn't mean that.
Such a Mishnah exists.
Good, but he's not talking about that.
He explained it. It's hard to match.
Listen to me. When you say that there's a stylistic form called Lozu Avzu,
yes.
Does the Mishnah say the words ever Lozu Avzu?
Yes.
Never. Never, never, never.
Except
it's
it
a
does.
Style. No, it doesn't.
There's a Mishnah. I saw it with my eyeballs.
Show me. Lozu Avzu. Yeah, it says the words Lozu Avzu.
No, it says
Ein Tzorach Lomar. Yes. If there's a Mishnah somewhere in Shas that says Ein Tzorach Lomar, you will ask the same kasha that the Gemara asks here. So why did you say it? Lucy Brown, you know, have you heard of Peanuts? You know Peanuts comic strip?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear Peanuts comic strip?
Yeah.
Okay, so Lucy goes over to Charlie Brown, yeah? And she says, it goes without saying, Charlie Brown, that you're the stupidest person in the world. So Charlie Brown says to her, if it goes without saying, why'd you have to say it for?
Right.
So that's what the Ron's asking on the Tana of the Mishnah. If it goes without saying, why'd you have to say it?
I'll read you the Ron's answer. He says, Damu
Hadan. No, you mix. Please forgive me. You're mixing up two things. The Ron doesn't. You're in the wrong question. The Ron asks, what's the Gemara's problem? What's the Chiddush? There's a stylistic form that the Tana uses many times. The stylistic form is called Zu V'Ein Tzorach Lomar Zu. It's not the words of the Mishnah.
Right, so why should the Gemara kasha?
Right, so the Ron answers that the stylistic form is talking about two different cases when you can extrapolate the second from the first.
Such as by a Kalba Choma.
Yeah, but here it is the... much worse.
Okay.
Here it's the very exact case.
Exactly! So why not say that here it's talking about a case's extrapolation, exactly the same case the Rav is saying, but why not say that that is the case in the Mishnah? Why don't you say that?
Because that case you can't...
is totally redundant, and it's just we ourselves extrapolate.
Excellent,
so that is the case
excellent question. The answer is that it's such a big chiddush that you can't extrapolate it.
Then how do you know it?
Oh! Beautiful. You know it because of the redundant case of the Mishnah, and that's what the Gemara says. That since the Mishnah says a totally redundant phrase, so you're supposed to stop and say, the Tana, a very smart fellow, the Tana does not waste words. Why is the Tana telling me a case that I know? It's the same case as the second case. Why does he tell me case three if it's essentially the same as case two?
It must be
that he wants me to take. This is what the Ron explains. It must be that he wants me to take the principle of the Mishnah and extend it.
Exactly. But and that's what the Mishnah's talking about.
Wrong.
Why?
Where's
the Ron say it? Where's the Ron say it?
Here.
Where? Show me where's the Ron say it.
The Ron asks, V'chitema, kiven d'haidina ozatana la'ashmi'inon, since this is the din that the Tana's coming to tell me, my ain't Tzorach Loma Diktani. Why does the Tana of the Mishnah say, why does Lucy say it goes without saying? The Mereisha Mashmahachi. Adarabba Tzricha. You gave me such a great teretz that you've now turned the Mishnah on its head. And now we don't know why the Tana says ain't Tzorach Lomar.
Right.
Diyesh Li Lomar. Now the Ron's up to his answer. The Tana Hachiktani. This is what the Tana is doing. The Tana doesn't mean the case of the Gemara, because then he wouldn't have said Ein Tzorach Lomar.
This is what the Mishnah is saying.
Go on, let's go. Okay, ready? You saddled up? Let's go. Even the hafara dechad below chavrei lav klumu. Since I've taught you a principle, that one hafara without the other is nothing. Ain't tzorech lomar the b'shekiyim acher hafara kamaisa lav midihu. So it goes.
Wait. Listen.
So it goes without saying that if one was mefir and one was mekayim, the one that was mefir, his hafara is nothing.
Right.
Stop. Says the Ran. The Samech Tana, and now the Tana relied.
Right.
He didn't say the din. He wasn't talking about that din. He said, Hafara of Reuven without Shimon is Zippo. And of course, when you have Hafara of Reuven and Shimon's make him, it's Zippo. Now the Tana relied that you're going to sit here and say, now why in the world would the Tana repeat himself in such an obvious, redundant way? The Lishtama Mimilsei, that you will figure out from his words.
That the case of the Mishnah be that.
That's exactly what the Ram's coming to say. Not
all the time.
Okay, let's go right there. That's exactly what the Ram's saying. That's exactly how he's answering his question.
There may be no nafkamina, so I don't want to fight about because there may be no nafkamina.
Okay.
But don't we have all the time?
It's a very big nafkamina to learn right shot in the Ram.
No, is it nafkamina which way you say it?
Yeah. The nafkamina is the Ram doesn't want you to walk away with this question. Now, why did the Mishnah say ain't tzorech lomar if it gave such a beautiful teretz in the Gemara? Why it is tzorech lomar?
It's an extension like a kal v'chomer. The Ram is saying it's more than a kal v'chomer.
Okay.
So then you can't know it. Okay. It's a kiddush.
Let's go weiter.
Also, the Gemara, by the way, he brings the Gemara and says, if the puzzle's not talking about this, so we use it for this, right? I forget the lesson of the Gemara.
It may no inyan lezeh, today you inyan lezeh.
Right.
Yeah. The Hiksha Rashba's on. Now, the Rashba asks what we call, when I went to Yeshiva, we used to call this a bomb kasha. The Rashba explodes an atomic bomb on the whole Gemara. He says, what's going on here? A chacham, we all know, or we should know, after learning the Homosachos Nedarim, is oker haneder retroactively. When the chacham is matan a neder, he renders the neder as if it never existed. So then everything, the whole picture changes. Why does the first hafara dissipate? If the chaloy is hatara on a neder, emameila the chaloy is hatara on a hakoma, affects it retroactively, and we'll see a Lashon HaGemara, and it's all over Shas, that it's ke'ilu, it never existed, it's retroactive. So if it's retroactive, your hafara is a fine, hafara number one is a fine hafara, and it's chazilitz terufe, and everybody should go home happy. Why is the Gemara's din shrew, since hatara is retroactive? That's the Rashba's kasha. Amai amrin in the hafara kamaisa, that the hafara of fella number one, but lala, that it dissipates, the halabos or the itchalala kamaso, after fella number two, with Shoel on his hakama, even the chacham oker es haneder. In this case, right, we would substitute the word hakama for neder. Since the chacham is oker the hakama, because you Shoel on the hakama. Since a chacham is oker es haneder, when you go through the process of a Torah's Nedarim, may ikaro, which has come to mean in the Lashon of Nedarim retroactively, ikaro doesn't mean retroactively, it means he uprooted it. But we know it's Lamafrey, as the Rashba is about to go on to prove. And that's all over Shas, that a chacham oker neder meikaro, it's retroactive. Hafara is not retroactive. If a person makes a neder, in other words, and then eats the bread, and then he shoel on his neder, he does not get malchus. Retroactively, he did nothing wrong. But if a woman makes a neder and eats the bread, and then the Baal's mefir, she gets malchus, because it's not retroactive, it's only mikano lahaba. So the Rani asks, so hareyu ki'ilu lo kiyem lo hekim klal. So it's like that comma never happened, and everybody goes home, and the first havara is valid, and what's wrong with the first havara? The Rashba proves his point from a Gemara. A Makadish is an Isha, someone is Makadish and Isha Almanas, with the stipulation of Tanai, she ain't Aleho Nedarim. I don't want a woman with Nedarim, she can't do this, she can't do that. I got enough Tzaris, I don't want. Almanas, she ain't Aleho Nedarim. Nu, he's Makadasha, and then Venimtsu Aleha Nedarim. He finds out, the neighbor snitches on her, she has Nedarim. So, Eina Mukadeshas, right? But tonight is a tonight. Hocho Lefnei Chacham, she went to a Chacham, the Hitira, and he was Matan Neder. Harezu Mukadeshas. Whoa, what happened there? The Chashvina law, because we consider it, Ki'ilu Lehoyo Aleha Nedarim Klal B'Shas Kiddushin. Because the Chacham renders the Nedarim invalid, or whatever word you choose to use, non-existent retroactively, because he says it was another tos, so it's retroactive. So she's Mukadeshes. Hochanami, so here in our Gemara too, Lebosar de Itchel, after he was Shoyal on his Akoma, Nechziye, let's look at Lahai Gavra, Kehila Loheke Meolam. He was never making. So why is there a problem? And we say that it's lo chazi l'tzterufe, and the fella number one has to be mefir again because of the wall that was put up, rendering it lo chazi l'tzterufe. And memela he has to be mefir again because his hafara dissipated. Why did it dissipate? When fella number two was shoyal on the hakoma, so it's kilu the hakoma never existed. So it's always chazi l'tzterufe, just like it was kiddushin. And why the whole Gemara is like, the Gemara seemed to have forgotten about that yisod, that when a Chacham is not there, he's not there retroactively. So what's going on? That's the Rashba's Kasha. Mamish, the Ran is not satisfied with just, we're not going to learn the Teretz tonight. The Teretz needs a lot of tevi, heavy duty.
Can I make a Hara?
Yes, please.
I don't think he gives a Teretz. He has to say, the Didi is not a Kasha at all. If he gives a Teretz, he lost. And it's a Kiddush. If he gives a Teretz, it means there is a Kiddush here. So he has to say, it's never a Kasha to begin with. Because if it's real, it was a Kasha, and it's a Teretz, the Teretz is a Kiddush. And you can't be a Kiddush, it's answer from us.
Beautiful. So you admit, I have no business saying ain't Tzar Chomer if it's a Kiddush.
Yes.
I feel like Perry Mason.